Meseches Chulin, Perek Tes, Mishneh Hei. Kulis HaMeis, a marrow bone from a human corpse, and a bone conveys to Masmeis. V'kulis HaMekdashim, and a marrow bone from Hektish, specifically a carbon that became pigle, meaning the Kohen, when he shechted it, had in mind that he was going to eat it after its proper zman, or Nisar, it was left over after the proper zman, both of which are given the status of being Tameh, and that it was extended to the bone as well. So therefore, Bein Sesumen, Bein Nekuvim, whether they are whole or they have a hole in them, the difference will be explained later, Tameh, for these categories, they are considered Tameh. Kulis nevela, but the marrow bone of a nevela, the kulis hasheretz, and the marrow bone of a sheretz. So now the bones of these do not convey tuma, only their meat does. So hanegeya behen sesumim tahar. If somebody touches these bones while they're closed up, so they can't come in contact with the meat, they're going to be tahar. Nekuvim, but if they have a hole, kol shehu, even the smallest amount, metamen b'maga, you will become tame by touching this bone, even though one did not touch the meat inside. Since it's possible for one to come into contact, let's say through your hair inserted through that hole, with the meat, therefore the bone is considered a shomer or a protector for meat that conveys tumah, and it conveys tumah as well. Minayin sha'aft b'masa. How do we know that in the case of this bone which has a hole in it that is from a nevela conveys tumah also through carrying it, bearing in mind that a sheretz does not convey tumah through masa. Talmud Leimer, so the pasuk comes and teaches this, hai negeya v'hanesi. In the same phrase where it talks about the tumah of nevela, it talks about tumah through touching negeya, and then the next pasuk it says v'hanesi, and one who carries. So es shabo l'chlal maga, so this is coming to teach us that that which comes into the klal of tumah through touching, bo l'chlal masa, comes into the category of tumah through carrying, and loyba l'chlal maga. And the same thing goes if it's not going to convey tumah through touching, such as a sealed marrow bone. Loyba l'chlal masa is not going to convey tumah through carrying it either. Mishnah Vav, beitzas hasheretz. The egg of a sheretz, hamerukemes, which has a fetus already formed inside of it, tahira, it is tahar. Because while the fetus is considered a sheretz as well, it's sealed up. However, nikva kol shehu, if the egg is pierced to any degree, tmeya, then the egg is tamei as well. Achbar, a mouse, shechetzei basar vechetzei adama. Now, a mouse is a sheretz, and the Tana here believed in a species of mouse which did not reproduce sexually, but rather generated or self-generated from earth. So it would, according to this Tana, generate, let's say, the left half or the right half, the chetzei basar, and it would have its other half still composed of adama, chetzei adama, but that other half, that left or right half, whatever the case was, would be mobile and would look and move just like the flesh. So hanegeya ba basar, so someone who touched the meat of this species of mouse, tamei is tamei, ba adama, but if you touched the part of it that was composed of earth, tahar, you're going to be tahar. Rabbi Huda says, af hanegeya ba adama, also one who touches it, the part that is made of earth, shekineged habasar, which is opposite the flesh, meaning it's a part of the mouse that would have become flesh eventually, tame, that will convey tuma as well.